We're glad that we are here to worship the Lord. In this time of trial, I think we are a group of people that are really blessed.
我们在这个试炼的时刻，我们这些人真的是被神所蒙福的一群。
Because we have God, the God of universe.
因为我们有掌管全宇宙的神。
Who will walk with us in the valley of darkness.
就是在幽谷之中，他会和我们同行。
And we have nothing to fear.
我们没有什么要怕的。
So I think for that reason, we are a group of blessed.
因为这个原因，所以我们是一群蒙福的子民。
And today I want to bring a topic of celebration.
今天我想讲的题目是一个欢庆庆祝的题目。
September is a very, very special month for our church.
对我们教会来讲，九月份是一个很特别的季节。
And we celebrate the anniversary of our church.
我们在九月份来庆，一般来讲，九月份是我们堂庆的日子。
And this year is a very, very special.
今年是特别的，很特别的。We
celebrate our 40th anniversary.
因为我们要庆祝我们的堂庆，教会建立40年。
Because it is so special that we will celebrate on November 1st.
因为如此的特别，所以我们要在11月份来庆祝。
Yeah, because November rings with Thanksgiving.
因为知道11月是感恩的季节。Yeah,
we give thanks to God for leading us for 40 years.
我们感谢神40年来一直带领我们。
So as our church turned 40 years,
当我们教会真的是成为40，今年40岁的时候。
Yeah, the number 40 actually has a significant meaning in the Bible.
圣经里面40是有特别的意义的。
It marks a beginning of a new time period.
它一般来表，就是标记着一个新的一个时期的开始。
Yeah, for example, God judged the earth with flood for 40 days and 40 nights, and humanity started over from the family of Noah.
就是神用40昼夜的洪水来审判世界，之后呢，就是人类就由挪亚的家庭开始。
And life of Moses was marked with a 30 years.
摩西的生活分为3个40年的这个阶段。
He was a prince of Egypt for the first 40 years.
那头40年他是埃及的王子。
And then he was in the foreign land shepherding sheep in his second 40 years.
然后他在那个外国在异地作为牧羊人又过了40年。
And then finally God used him to lead the Israelites in his last 40 years.
然后在最后40年，神用摩西带领他的百姓从埃及出来。
Joshua led the children of Israel into the promised land at the end of the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness.
在犹太民族在旷野飘荡40年之后呢，约书亚把他们带到了应许之地。
David united the people of Israel and reigned as their king for 40 years.
然后大卫王他把以色列的这个全国统一起来，然后做以色列的王40年。
And his son Solomon ushered in the peaceful and prosperous time for the people of Israel, and he reigned, you guessed it, 40 years.
然后他的儿子所罗门呢，就带领以色列人进入了一个和平繁荣的时期。然后他统治了做王多少年呢？你也猜到了，就是40年。
And Jesus started his public ministry after being tempted for 40 days in the wilderness.
主耶稣在开始他公开的事工之前呢，他受试探是40天，40昼夜。
And after his resurrection, Jesus was with his disciples for 40 days, talking about the kingdom of God and preparing them for the birth of church.
然后在耶稣复活之后，他和门徒同在40天，就是在讲论神的国，然后也预备他们来开始建立神的教会。
So I have all the reasons to believe that 40th year marks a new beginning for us.
然后我就相信说，这个40年就是标志着我对我们教会来讲一个新的一个阶段。
I mean, look at it. God has prepared us a new senior pastor.
你想一想，神刚刚给了我们，为我们预备了一位新的主任牧师。
And if we look back about 10 years ago, He prepared us a new building.
然后我们回顾大概十年之前神为我们预备了一个新的教堂。
So truly God has been good to us and has provided abundantly.
神真的是对我们很好也是非常丰富的供应我们。
That means we need to be prepared.
这也意味着我们自己要预备好。
Yeah, because I am reminded of the word of the Lord, for everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded, and from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked.
因为神在圣经里向我们告诉我们说，神多给谁就向谁多取，多托谁就向谁多要。
Yeah, much more will be asked.
多给谁就要向谁多要。
So I'm excited with what God will do through us.
我就很兴奋地来想到说，通过我们神要做什么呢？
And at the same time, a sober reminder that we need to keep up with his steps.
另外一个严肃的一个提醒就是说，我们要跟上神，跟随神的脚步。
Yeah, so let's get back to the basic.
让我们回到基础。
Let's refocus our understanding of what the biblical vision of the church is.
就是让我们重新来聚焦来看那个圣经上符合圣经的这个教会的意义是什么呢？
What does it mean for us to be faithful to our calling as a church?
作为教会，我们如何才能对我们的呼召来忠心呢？
And it's a great time to think through what it means to be part of the church and also part of this church, Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel.
然后就让我们重新来思想说成为教会的一部分成为中理堂华人教会的一部分意味着什么呢
So for that, we are going to turn to a book of Acts.
所以首先我们就翻到这个使徒行传。
Yeah, book of Acts is a foundation story how the church got started.
使徒行传就是讲到教会是如何开始的一个就是像一个基础的这样一本书。
And the author, Dr. Luke, did an investigative reporting in two-part volume.
然后路加医生他做了两卷的这样一个调查报告。
And the first part is about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth, and we call it the Gospel according to Luke.
然后第一卷呢，他就是讲到耶稣的生平、耶稣的事工、耶稣的死亡和复活，我们称它为路加福音。
The second part is about what happened to the people who witnesses the risen Jesus, and we call it the Book of Acts.
然后第二部分呢，就是第二卷。就讲到那些见证耶稣复活的人他们后来怎么样了那我们称它为使徒行传。
And in the book of Acts begins with a description that for 40 days, Jesus appeared to people with convincing proof that he is alive.
然后在使徒行传的开始就告诉我们耶稣就是活活的有这个证据显给他的40天之久显给他的门徒看。
And Paul even mentioned it in 1 Corinthians 15 that in one occasion, Jesus appeared to a group of 500 people at once.
然后保罗在哥林多前书15章也提到说有一次耶稣同时就是向500人显现。
Yeah, so this is not like Jesus appearing to a small group of 2-3 people in a closet.
这个不是说耶稣就在一个壁橱里面只向2-3个小一群很少的人显现。
This is a very public over more than a month.
这是一个非常公开的显现而且这个时间就是长达40天之久。
Hundreds of people seeing the risen Jesus.
就是成百上千的人真的是亲眼看到了复活的耶稣。
So you can imagine that his disciples would be so thrilled that death does not have the final word in God's good world anymore.
就是他的门徒一定是很兴奋因为死亡不在神所创造的世界里是最终的权柄。
Yeah, they were so ready to go and spread the good news.
他们已经准备好要去传福音。
But Jesus said, okay, to wait for the gift from the Father.
但是耶稣告诉他们说你们要等着接受从上面从父神所来的礼物。
And then it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
耶稣说但圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So Jesus wants to equip them with a power from the Holy Spirit.
然后主耶稣就想要用圣灵的能力来装备他们。
And they will be witnesses of his death and resurrection starting with his own people.
然后他们就是由犹太人开始做耶稣这个受死和复活的见证。
And then they will break the boundaries to the cousins in the north, the Samaria.
然后他们就穿越这个界限到他们的这个远亲，就是撒玛利亚人中间去做见证。
And then to all the nations of the earth to be included in the people of Jesus.
然后就是直到全世界各地去做耶稣的见证。
So, church is a community of people who gather around not a religious idea or a philosophy of life, nor a certain mode to practice spirituality.
所以呢，教会呢是以耶稣复活的耶稣为中心，而不是说一套宗教宗教规则或者是一套生活哲学。他们是也或者是一些属灵上的一些练习。
But we gather around foremost a person, the risen Jesus.
我们是教会是环绕的最重要的环绕一个人就是复活的耶稣。
Because we believe that he's alive.
因为我们相信他是活着的。
We are looking towards him at the center.
我们就是看他他就是我们的中心。
And we believe he's real and he is looking back at us and guiding us as a community.
然后我们就相信他，我们信他是真的是活，真实的是活的耶稣。然后他也在回头看我们，他也在引导我们。
So we gather around the risen Jesus who is present with us by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就环绕现在这个复活的耶稣，他通过圣灵来带领我们。
And we are a group of people empowered by the Holy Spirit to be the witnesses of the risen Jesus.
我们是被圣灵所赐予能力去为复活的耶稣做见证。
And we bear witness to the reality that the kingdom of God has broken into this fallen world and to change us individually.
我们所见证的是神的国已经降临到这个堕落的世界里面，然后要改变我们每个人。
So, how does the church bear witness to that?
那教会是如何来见证这些呢？
So we turn to chapter 2.
所以我们看《使徒行传》的第二章。
In chapter 2, thousands and thousands of Jewish people came from the surrounding regions and countries into Jerusalem to celebrate a feast of harvest called the Pentecost.
然后在《使徒行传》第二章就告诉我们，那时候有成千上万的这些耶路撒冷周围地区或者是从邻国来的这个犹太人到耶路撒冷来庆祝五旬节，也就是他们的收藏节。
Okay, all right. Then what Jesus said happened.
然后耶稣所讲的就发生了。
The followers of Jesus had a mysterious and a very powerful experience with the Holy Spirit.
然后耶稣的跟随者就有一种很神奇的，也是一种强有力的一个经验，就是跟圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Okay.Yeah, and the Holy Spirit manifested himself with the gift of language.
然后圣灵以一种方言的能力来显示他自己。
Yeah, where the Jesus' followers proclaimed the good news about Jesus using the languages that the people could understand, but they themselves had never learned before.
然后耶稣的门徒呢，耶稣的跟随者就是用一种他们自己从来没有学过的语言或者方言，向那些从邻国来的这些人呢，他们自那些人用他们的乡谈，用他们的方言宣讲一些福音。
And so huge crowd gathered around them and marveled at the sights and sound.
然后就有一大群的人就聚集起来，他们就很惊奇所发生的这个所看到的和所听到的。
So Peter seized the moment and gave the most profound and compelling sermon to them.
然后彼得就抓住这个机会，给了他们一个影响深远的、大有能力的讲道。
A sermon coming from a Jewish follower of Jesus to a group of devout Jews, followers of their Jewish God.
然后这个讲道呢，是从一个耶稣，就是耶本身彼得是犹太人，他所宣讲的也是一群跟随旧约、跟随耶和华的这个敬虔的犹太人。
And Peter presented to them the Jewish scripture that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah.
然后彼得就从这个旧约里边向他们展示说，耶稣就是他们所长久等待的弥赛亚。
So how effective was his sermon?
那他的这个讲道有多大的果效呢？
Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3,000人。
I don't know about you. If we had 3,000 people who got baptized and joined our church, it would just stress me out.
我不知道你会怎么反应，但是呢，如果在一天之内有3,000人受洗加入我们教会，我会觉得压力很大。
I mean, it would be awesome.
那当然是很棒。
But how do we responsibly take care of all of them?
我们如何有负责任的能够来照顾这3,000人呢？
Well, apparently they took care of them all right.
但是你看到圣经里，当然他们是照顾了他们。
And we continue reading it.
然后我们继续的往下读《使徒行传》第2:42。
Mm-hmm. So they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles.
这些人都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼。祈祷，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread.In their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，切在家中擘饼，存着欢喜，诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Okay. So, people were added to the church through the witnesses empowered by the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，就是因为圣灵的这个见证，有更多的人不断的就是信主。
So, how does the church bear witness to Jesus in Acts chapter 2?
所以在使徒行传里，那教会是如何来做见证呢？
So, like Peter, through verbally telling the story of Jesus to those who don't know the story,
一种就是像彼得那样，就是公开的用言语来向众人宣告耶稣的故事，耶稣的好消息。
And he told the life, death, and the resurrection of Jesus, and the meaning and the significance of those events.
然后他就讲到耶稣的生平，耶稣的受死、复活，然后这些事件的重要意义。
And when we faithfully tell the story of Jesus,
当我们就是很忠心的、很忠实的向别人宣讲耶稣的故事的时候
，Yeah, the story, what's wrong with the world and what God is doing about it, and it's the answer to our human conditions.
然后讲到这个世界的堕落，然后神是如何回应的。
And when people hear that message, and the Holy Spirit opens their heart to make sense for their lives, changes happen to them.
然后当人听到这些圣灵在他们的心里做工他们的就是这些所讲的信息对他们的心开始起效果的时候他们的生命就会改变。
And that's one way we bear witness, but that's not the only way.
那是一种就是做见证的方式但是那不是唯一的做见证的方式。
The paragraph we just read about the life of the church is also a form of witness.
然后那时候刚才我们所读到的那一段就是教会的生活也是一个很强有力的见证。
So how did the Lord add to the number of people? How did the Lord add to the number of people?
神是如何将得救的人数天天加给他们呢
?Yeah. Through these believers adopting a new routines and a common life together.
是通过这些相信的人他们开始采就是采取了一种新的方式然后他们在一起共同生活的这个见证。
Okay, yeah. That seems so bizarre to the onlookers, but is also attractive.
对旁观者来讲他们的这种新的生活方式看上去很奇怪但是同时也很吸引他们。
I mean, in other words, that the spirit-empowered witnesses happens through word and deed.
然后呢就是靠着圣灵的能力所以他们的见证就通过他们的言语跟他们的行为来见证出来。
Someone like Peter brings the word, the message, into a community of people, and the message transforms their lives.
然后呢，神就是用彼得像这样的人，用神的话语来带给这个社区，然后人的生命也通过神的话语得到改变。
And their common life together reinforces the message, and that common life itself becomes the message.
然后呢，他们在一起，他们的共同的生活呢，就加强了这个信息的这个，见证了这个信息的功用，然后本身他们这样的一种生活方式，就成了一种很好的见证。
And when the common life faithfully lives out the story of the gospel, it is an effective witness.
当他们就是他们在一起这样的共同的生活，就是很忠心的见证了神的这个就是福音的大能的时候，这是一个很有力的见证。
And in verse 42, what marks this community and their common life is as a witness is that they devoted themselves to something.
然后在使徒行传二章四十二节，他所就是表现就是成为一种标志的，就是说这些。相信的人他们都恒心遵守一些东西。
The word devoted actually means that they do something regularly.
这个恒心遵守这个意思就表示说他们是持续的不断的做一些事情。
They have adopted a new set of habits, a new set of routines.
他们才就是慢慢他们现在就采取了一种就是一种新的生活习惯跟一个新的生活惯例。
I mean, we all have habits and routines.
我们自己本身都有一种生活习惯和常规。
Some of you drink coffee or tea in the morning.
比如说有些人我们早晨是要喝一杯咖啡或者一杯茶。
And I bet you have a particular way of brewing it that you don't deviate from.
然后我相信每个人就是你煮咖啡都有自己的方式，你一般也不会偏离。
For me, my breakfast on the weekdays is a one measurement cup of oatmeal soaked in milk overnight.
然后对我来讲，我周日的这个早餐每天就是说，有一杯牛奶，就是泡一杯牛奶浇在这个燕麦粥上，就是放在冰箱里一晚上。
Yeah, and then in the morning, I heat it up in microwave for 1 minute and 30 seconds.
然后每天早晨呢，我就把这个。被牛奶这个浸泡的这个燕麦呢粥呢放在微波炉里一分半。
It's a habit.
那是一个习惯。
Yeah. And actually, we can tell a lot about someone by looking at their habits.
我们就看一个人的习惯，我们就能够对这个人了解很多。
Because that's what they value and prioritize their time and practice.
因为那个表现了他们到底看重什么，他们的时间跟他们的优先次序是什么。
Mm-hmm. And of course, you can tell that I value easy and healthy breakfast.
你就能看出来我是很看重这个又简单又健康的早餐。
Yeah. So this new community adopted a whole new set of habits, which is a response to this announcement of the good news about Jesus.
因为对这个对主耶稣的这个福音的这个好消息的一个回应，你就可以看出来这个社团这个社区他们就采用了一种新的习惯跟常规。
And the Lord kept adding to their number.
然后神就不断将得救的人数加给他们。
And this is also a very interesting perspective on what it means to be a growing church.
然后这个也是可以让我们了解作为一个成长的教会，那这个角是怎么样的，可以让我们从这个角度来了解。
A growing church is a group of people centered around the risen Jesus with a new set of habits and routines.
就是一个成长的教会，就是一群人，他们就是环绕耶稣，以耶稣为中心，然后他们采取了，就是他们的生活用一套新的习惯跟常规。
If I become a Christian, that means that I'm adopting a new set of habits.
如果我成为基督徒，就意味着我的生活一些习惯会有一套新的方式。
If I'm a growing Christian, then I constantly refocus and recenter my life on these core set of habits.
然后如果我是一个成长的基督徒，一个我就会不断的重新的聚焦，重新的调整我的中心，让我就是开始适应这套，就是更深的来练习这套新的生活习惯，新的生活方式。
Okay, all right. So let's look at these habits. There are four.
让我们来看这个信主的人他们四种新的习惯。
The first habit is that they devoted to the apostles' teaching.
第一个就是他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
They heard and absorbed the teachings from the apostles.
他们就是在听到了，也在吸收这个使徒们的教训。
And they humbled themselves and let their minds be remade with a whole new story.
然后他们也谦卑自己，让自己的心思意念被这个新的这个好消息来改变。
And this is a community of learning.
这是一个一直在不断学习的一个团体，一个群体。
And then let me talk more about this habits later on.
然后我们待会儿再细讲这个学习的这种习惯。
The second habit is that they devoted to fellowship.
然后第二个习惯呢，就是他们恒心，就是彼此交接。
The word fellowship is a churchy word.
然后这个团契其实也翻译成团契，这是一个专门对教会来用的词。
Yeah, we probably seldom hear people say fellowship, probably only in the church.
然后大概讲到团契的时候，基本上就是只在教会里用。
But for most people, it just means that talking, hanging out, or catching up.
然后对好多人来讲，讲到这种团契，就想着说，哦，我们就彼此聊天呐、啊，我们讲讲过去我们发生了什么事情，了解彼此现在的情况。
Mm-hmm. Now, fellowship has that concept, but the word actually means to share.
团契呢是有这个意思，但是它更中心的一个基本的意思是分享。
To share your life, your time, and your stuff.
然后就是分享你的时间，你的生活，也分享你所拥有的。
Because this word is so significant that I am going to talk about this one next time when I come back.
然后呢，因为这个团契，这个分享非常的重要，所以等我下次讲到的时候，我再来细讲这个。
Okay, so we go to the third habit that they devote to breaking of bread, eating together.
然后我们再一个就是讲到这个，应该是拨饼还是掰饼，就是在一起分享掰饼。
Mm-hmm, yeah. If you invite someone to a meal, right, you are not just sharing food.
当你请一个人来吃饭的时候，你不单单就是请他分享你的食物。
Eating together is about sharing and opening your life.
大家一起吃饭呢，就表示说你们是分享，而且就是打开你的生活。
Yeah, we talk about many topics on the table.
让我们在一起吃饭的时候，我们就会聊很多的不同的话题。
We exchange opinions.
然后我们就会讲自己的观点。
We share experiences.
然后我们也分享我们的故事。
Yeah, and then get to know each other.
然后我们就对彼此有更深的了解。
And for the early Christians, actually, this was the setting where they would do Holy Communion.
然后对早期的教会来讲，这个时候呢，他们也会有圣餐。
As a part of the meal, they will have time for prayer.
然后在他们一起吃饭的时候，他们有一段时间是要祷告。
And also, taking the bread and the cup together to remind themselves of the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus.
他们也会拿起饼和杯来让他提醒他们主耶稣所为我们所做的受死和复受死。
So this is about creating relational connections and inviting people into each other's lives because they have the same Lord in common.
因为他们有同一位主，这个就相当于邀请别人进到你的生活中，你们来建立关系。
And they have committed to sharing life in and investing in relationship with each other.
然后他们就彼此分享生活，分享他们的生命，也建立彼此的生命。
And the last habit is that they devote to prayer.
然后最后一个习惯就是他们恒心祈祷。
The original text says the prayers, plural.
他们讲到那个祷告的时候，那是一个复数词。
This is still almost entirely a Jewish community in which there is already a 2,000-year-old tradition of the prayers.
因为这个时候刚开始呢，基本上在教会里的这个团体的人都是犹太人，所以他们已经有2000年之久的这个祷告历史。
They pray the Shema prayer in the morning and evening.
他们早晨的会有这个释马这样一个祷告词在早晨跟晚上。
And we know this one by it's the part of the great commandment. Hear, O Israel, the Lord of our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength.
这个四马祷告就来自于就是赐命记，说以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And they also cycle through the prayers in the book of Psalms.
然后他们也会就是循环的来祷告，诗篇中的祷告。
They also pray the Lord's Prayer.
他们也会祷告主祷文。
So through prayers, right, it's their worship to God in the name of Jesus.
然后通过祷告，他们就是一个是对主耶稣的敬拜。
So church is a group of people who gather around in a small group, who gather in a small group or large group to practice this core set of purposes.
然后呢，教会就是这样一群人呢，他们就是聚集在一起，他们就是在。就是在他们的方式就是有这些习惯。
Okay. Learning.
第一个他们就是学习。
Sharing their resources together.
然后就再一个就是分享他们的资源。
And then they are investing in relationship with one another.
然后他们彼此建立关系。
And doing all these as response of worship and gratitude to Jesus.
然后这所有的一切都是因为他们对主耶稣的感谢，他们的一个敬拜，这样一个反应回应。
Okay, yeah. So no doubt. Okay, now there are many, many groups of people everywhere that who just do sharing and investing in relationship without the first and the last habits.
我们知道世界上有很多的这种团体，他们会做第二点跟第三点，就是分享和建立关系，但是没有第一点，就学习和敬拜。
What makes the church unique is that the risen Jesus is the focal point of their worship, and they look towards him at the center, and that is the worshiping.
然后让教会与众不同，就是独一无二的，就在于我们教会呢，耶稣是教会的中心，是我们敬拜，也是我们的焦点。
It's also Jesus is the one that's remaking our minds as we learn a whole new set of life together.
然后在我们学习一套新的这一套的教训的时候呢，主耶稣是那个重新塑造我们的心思，更新我们的心思意念的人。
So church is more than a social club.
所以教会不是说一个社交俱乐部。
Jesus makes the church very unique.
然后主耶稣让教会很特别。
So these are the set of devotions, set of habits unique about the church.
所以这个是对教会特有的这个习惯和常规。
So becoming a Christian and joining a church involves letting these devotions become habits and priority in my life.
然后成为就是信主，然后成为教会的一员，就是让这些习惯成为你常常去练习的，也成为你生活的一部分。
Okay, all right, so let's come to the first habit.
然后我们来看第一个习惯。
Okay, so what does it mean to learn the apostles' teaching?
然后这个去学习使徒的教训到底意味着什么呢？
So now, if you read the Peter's sermon,
如果你读过这个彼得的这个讲，这个他的讲道，在五旬节的讲道。
He told the story of the gospel, the life, death, and the resurrection of Jesus, and what they mean.
然后他讲到福音的故事，讲到耶稣的生平、受难、复活和这个意义是什么。
And how God became flesh, living among us, so we call him Jesus.
然后神如何道成为肉身。住在我们中间，我们称他是耶稣。我们道成肉身的神是耶稣。
And then he reconciling the world to himself.
他让这个世界和自己和好。
And then absorbing into himself the collective sin and the result of humanity's selfishness and brokenness.
然后他把这个世界上所有。这个的所有人一切人的罪和这个因为他的破碎和后人的自我中心人的自私和一切的后果他自己都背负在他自己身上。
And then leading himself to death on the cross.
然后自己死在十字架上。
But overcoming with his love when he rose from the dead.
当他从死里复活的时候他是用爱战胜了这一切的死亡。
And offering that new life.Right, and grace to us to become the new kind of humanity.
他就是把神的这个新，把新的生命跟恩典，就是给我们，让我们成为一种新的人。
Because he loves us so much, he just pursues us.
因为他如此爱我们，其实是神在追我们。
And that's the gospel. Good news about Jesus announced to the world.
然后这就是福音，是耶稣所带给这个世界的好消息。
But the apostles' teaching, is different from that.
但是门徒使徒的教训却跟这个福音还是有不同。
Apostles' teaching is the teaching that helps me explore the million and one different implication of that announcement in my life.
然后使徒的教训是在于说，因为这个福音，那在我的生活中，这个是如何来应用呢？
It guides me to live as if the gospel is true.
然后来引导我，就是因为福音是真实的，引导我过，就是把这个活音福音给活出来。
As if Jesus is truly the risen Lord of the world who loves me and gave himself for me.
因为耶稣是真的是从这个死里复活的这个世界的主，他会引导我，他会带领我。
So gospel is this a world creating announcement.
所以这个福音是一个新世界的一个创立的宣告。
Yeah. And the apostles' teaching guides us to live in this whole new world created by the gospel.
然后呢，使徒的教训是帮助让我们能学习在福音所创造的这个新世界里边如何来生活。
And this new world has a new set of rules and values different from our old world.
然后这个新世界有一套不同于我们旧世界的这种价值观和规则。
And the gospel actually reveals that our understanding about anything and everything of this world, for example, about God.
然后这个福音也向我们展示了，就是我们对这个对神对这个世界的这个来理解。
For example, about God, about who we are.
然后就是说，对于神是谁，我们是谁。
Yeah, about our relationship with each other.
我们彼此之间的关系。
About money and material things and so on is deficient and distorted and plainly wrong.
然后呢，然后我们对于钱、对于物质这一切的，就是我们以前的对这些事情的理解呢，都是不够的，也是扭曲的，有时候是完全错误的。
So, but God is so totally committed to redeem and restore our sinful brokenness, broken humans like you and me.
然后神就是致力于重建我们的要重建我们这个破碎的这个世界跟我们这个人。
So he is going to remake our thinking.
然后神就会重新塑造，神会更新我们的思想。
That takes a lifetime of learning to let this new life seep into every nook and cranny of our lives.
这个就是要我们一生的时间，让这个新的生命，这个新的这些生活的这些准则来渗透到我们生活中的每个角落。
I mean, it takes a lifetime to retrain our mind about God.
然后要让我们一生之久，我们要重新来更新我们的思想，来思想到来理解到底神是谁。
About ourselves, or who we are.
然后来认识说我们到底是什么样的。
About our relationship with other people, how to handle conflicts and forgiveness.
然后如何来面对各种各样的人际关系，如何来处理这个矛盾冲突和饶恕。
And then about our jobs and career, about material things.
然后就是关于我们的工作，我们的事业，还有我们这些物质上的东西。
Yeah, about anything and everything.
然后就是每一样事情，在生活中的每一个方面。
Our worldview needs to be reshaped.
我们的世界观要被重新塑造。
So, learning the apostles' teaching guides us how to live in this new world created by the gospel.
然后我对这个使徒教训的学习，就是来帮助我们学习如何在这种福音所创造的新世界里边来生活。
And then I noticed that the apostle teaching is at the top of the list.
然后要留意到，就是说使徒的教训是这个习惯里边排首位。
Because it frames the other habits, like why we share or invest in relationship with each other.
如果就这些呢是别的像分享和建立关系是在这个之下的。
Because not because we love to share our stuff.
并不是因为人天生就喜欢分享自己的东西。
But it's because of the self-giving act of Jesus on the cross so that others can have life.
然后是因为主耶稣在十字架上为我们舍了生命，所以我们可以有新的生命。
And because of that learning, right, and that becomes our foundation story of the community, so of course we will share our stuff and do life together.
因为那是我们这个新的这个这个就是我们新的这个社区，我们这个团体的我们的基石，就是主耶稣他的一个自我牺牲，所以我们就学习分享。
And then, so, and of course, we share not because we're just amazing people, you know, who love to do good.
我们分享不是因为我们是很好的人，喜欢去做善事。
But because we do it as a response to worship to Jesus.
我们之所以这样子去分享，是对，就是对耶稣敬拜的一种反应，回应，就是反应。
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, learning the apostles' teaching ties to the Great Commission.
然后对使徒教训的学习也和大使命有关。
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age."
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So in the Great Commission, what is the main task of the Great Commission?
在大使命里边最大的任务是什么呢？就是
Yeah, actually it's to make disciples.
就是使万民使人做我的门徒。
Yeah, okay, yeah, make disciple is another churchy word.
然后这个做门徒是另外一个教会专有的名词。
Yeah, but then the original text of this word is not religious.
但是其实这个希腊的原文这个做门徒呢并没有，并不是一个宗教的词语。
Yeah, it just means that to become a learner of a teacher, to commit some oneself to a teacher.
就是你就是把自己交给一个师傅，就是成为学徒。
Actually, it's a familiar concept to the Chinese, right?
对于中国人来讲，这个概念应该不陌生。
Yeah, in those like kung fu movies, if someone wants to learn from a master, a shifu, they commit themselves to him as a teacher.
然后就是在像这个功夫片里边就会有学徒去找一个师傅就是跟他去学就像拜师一样。
So, Jesus' disciples actually means that we are a community of learners who are committed to learn from Jesus.
然后作为耶稣的这个基督徒的一个团体就是一群愿意就是跟随耶稣从耶稣来学的一群人。
So, now we're not just learning ideas like filling up our knowledge.
我们的这个学习不单单就是说好像让自己脑中充满各种各样的知识。
We learn a new way of thinking, a new way of living in this world created by the gospel.
然后就是被福音所创造的这个新世界里我们学习一个新的一个思想的方式一个新的生活方式。
And Jesus commanded his disciples to teach them everything that he has commanded them.
然后主耶稣也吩咐他的门徒去教训以后这些门徒的教训他们遵守。
And so, because Jesus remake our minds by the apostles' teaching.
就像就是通过这个使徒的教训主耶稣在重新塑造我们的思想。
And we do it together by the habits described in Acts chapter 2.
然后我们一起来就是靠着就像遵守这个使徒行传二章四十二节我们作为一个社区一起来学习。
So these habits are meant to be done together in a community, not to be done by yourself.
所以养成这些习惯不是说一个人自己去养成，而是在一个社区、一个团体的环境里面来养成。
Because the faith journey is unique and personal to each one of us.
对每个人来讲，我们的信心之路都是个别的，都是独特的。
But God never intends for each one of us to do it alone.
但是神的从来没有说让我们自己去走这个信心之路。
So as we look at these fundamental habits that got the first century church started and expanded,
然后我们来看这个初期，在第一世纪初期教会，他们所有的这些习惯，这些习惯也帮助教会的一个成长跟扩展。
And then as we are here in the 21st century, looking at our 40th year,
然后我们作为21世纪的教会，看我们教会的这个面对教会的40年的这个堂庆。
And we can certainly find some of these core habits applying to our church.
我们真的是可以发现这些核心的这些教导，这些习惯可以应用到我们的教会当中。
The purpose of the apostles' teaching is to reshape our mind to live in this new world created by the gospel.
然后这个使徒教训的目的就是要重新塑造我们的，更新我们的思想，让我们能够在这个神所福音所创造的新世界里来生活。
So when you and I learn God's word in our own personal devotion, small group Bible study, or even in a large group like the Sunday service,
当我们在自己的个人灵修中，或者小组查经，或者在那个星期天的敬拜中，我们学习到神的使徒的教训的时候，神的话语的时候
，The purpose is to renew our perspectives so that we can transform the way we live.
然后这个是为了更新我们的思想，以至于更新我们的生活方式。
The purpose is not to make ourselves the experts of God's word.
这个学习这些教训的目的不是让我们说对神话语的专家。
I'm not saying that the original text or the meaning of each passage in the Bible is not important.
我不是说你去读原文或者去了解这个文字的这个真正圣经文字的真正意义意识没有意义。
But what I'm saying is that the purpose why we learn the Bible is to allow God's word to reflect our lives and to allow the Holy Spirit to change our lives.
然后我们去学习使徒的神的使徒教训的目的是要让我们重新来思想我们的生活，也让圣灵来改变我们的生活。
Changing the way we think we live is the purpose.
然后我们思想的改变和我们生活的改变才是目的。
So now, you and I, as a learner of, you know, committed to the master Shifu Jesus,
这个作为学徒，我们所拜的这个大师父就是主耶稣。
So when you and I come before the Bible,
所以当我们来读圣经的时候，
So let's ask Jesus to show us where we need to change.
就让我们来向耶稣求问说我们在哪方面需要改变。
Let's submit ourselves before God's word.
让我们把自己真的是顺服于神的话语之下。
Because that is the right attitude for a student.
因为那个才是作为一个学生应该有的态度。
And then in breaking of the bread, in the early church when they broke bread, they shared meals and also Holy Communion.
然后在早期教会他们擘饼的时候呢，他们就一起就是来分享他们的食物，但是呢他们也同时也做圣餐，也是领圣餐。
Yeah. Now, when we meet in small group, maybe in the future, you know, some of us will share meals, but we rarely share Holy Communion.
就是也许在未来不久，我们有这个开始有小组聚会的时候呢，我们会一起吃饭，但是很少我们说会领圣餐。
But the Holy Communion in the early church was not about the ritual of breaking the bread and taking the cup.
在早期这个领圣餐不单单就是一个就是说领饼和杯的一个形式。
But it was a remembrance of Jesus' work on the cross and the hope of their living at that time and the future.
然后更多的是一个纪念，就是主耶稣在十字架上为我们所做的，然后我们现今生活所面临的情况跟我们对未来的盼望。
So, when we meet in the small group,
所以当我们小组聚会的时候，
So we can also encourage one another to share what we remember about Jesus' redemptive work for ourselves.
所以我们可以鼓励，也可以分享主耶稣在我们生命中所做的这个救赎的工作。
How we can live in the present with Jesus' help and the hope that we have for the future.
然后在现当下的生活中，我们如何靠着耶稣来过当下的生活，然后我们对未来的盼望。
And then, so I mean, I'd like to encourage the small group gathering to start sharing your faith journey with each other.
所以我就是想要鼓励，就是小组聚会的时候，大家就分享我们的信心之旅。
How did Jesus have led you?
然后主耶稣如何带领你认识他的？
Yeah, how Jesus is leading you?
And
your hope in Jesus in the future.
然后你, 因为在耶稣里边, 你对未来的盼望,
in fact, you can share your faith journey with your family, with your children, especially your children, to encourage them to walk with Jesus.
然后你可以跟你的家庭, 跟你的孩子, 尤其是你的孩子,
because your story is valuable because it is the work of God in you.
你的故事之所以很宝贵, 因为那是神在你生命中的工作。
Yeah, because, I mean, may I even call, you know, the work of God in you a masterpiece?
然后我可以说神在你生命中的工作是一个杰作吗?
Because your story with God is so unique that there's none other.
因为神对你的救赎工作是独一无二的,没有别人像你这样。
And God is in it because you must be so valuable to Him.
神在这个救赎你是因为你对他很有价值,神很宝贵你。
And the work that He does is also valuable.
神在你生命中所做的工作也是很宝贵的。
So you must be a masterpiece.
所以呢,神创造你一定是一个杰作。
So, share with others and give the glory to the Master.
然后呢,跟别人分享,也把荣耀归给我们的主。
Because that is a form of witness.
因为这个就是一个做见证的一种方式。
So as we start celebrating God's faithfulness in our church for 40 years, I'd like us to come back to the basic.
所以当我们来庆祝40,来庆祝欢庆神40年对我们中心的这样的一个引导的时候,保守的时候,我就是我们再回到这个教会的这个基石基本的东西。
Yeah, because we want Jesus to be at the center of our lives and allow Him to reshape our minds.
因为我们想要耶稣做我们生命的中心, 让他重新塑造我们的思想。
Start with you, start with me.
由你, 由我开始。
Because He is so committed to rewrite our stories beyond our ask and imagination.
因为神就自立于重新来塑造我们的人生故事, 是超过我们所求所想的。
Because we are also part of this community of disciples, the community of learners.
我们也是这个学习的, 就是使徒教训的, 我们这样一个团体。
We have a relational connections with one another.
我们彼此之间也有关系。
And we depend on each other to practice the set of core habits together.
然后我们也需要, 也依靠就是彼此来 练习来操练这一套习惯。
The result of this practicing these habits will lead us to love our family more.
然后我们就是练习这些习惯的结果就是我们会更爱我们的家庭。
To love our brothers and sisters more.
更爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And to love our community more.
也会更爱我们的团体。
So let's learn together.
所以让我们一起来学习。
Let's encourage one another.
让我们彼此鼓励。
And let's grow together.
让我们一起来成长。
Because I'd like us to be a church who go after God's own heart because we ask Jesus to be at the center of our church.
所以我就希望说, 我们因为我们邀请让耶稣成为我们教会的中心, 我们也是一个合神心意的教会, 跟随神心意的教会。
So, to Him be the glory in our lives, in our church, in many, many years to come.
愿神在我们的身上, 在我们的教会身上, 在未来的很久的日子里, 神大得荣耀。
And I want to end with a song, and it's a reminder of what we proclaim as a community of disciples.
然后呢, 最后我想分享的就是一首诗歌, 就是对我们作为一个社区的一个, 提醒, 一个回顾。
我相信天父创造世界，我相信耶稣死里复活，我相信圣灵住在我心，赐给我把。 比例，我相信耶稣是真神，永远的神君王。
Thank you, Jesus, that your heart is to create a new humanity, to be the witness of your power to save. And so I ask you that you will help us to focus on how to practice these core habits and how help us to lead a life of discipleship. Help us to have a thirst after your word, that you will be the Lord of our lives, you'll be the center of our church. And we thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.